everybody wondering why I get on the track and spit the stuff that I spit, why I say the stuff that I say, where I even come from. Half people don't even know me. Like, I go back to my hometown and everybody just stares like they know me, but they don't know me. But for those that do know me, y'all know what I'm about. And I ain't just all about just busting guns and fucking bitches and shit like that. I'm not about just smoking weed, drinking, and knocking motherfuckers. I ain't about that. It's much more deeper than that. But back to the main topic, where YPD Walls originate from. Excuse me. Walls was created in Mechanicsville, the west side of Mechanicsville. Hutch Lane, you know, McFarland, you know, West 9th Street, all that shit. Used to run them streets, used to blow them blocks the fuck up. Western, all that shit. Holly used to blow that shit the fuck up. When motherfuckers were getting locked up and jammed up behind all that bullshit they was doing, I was still out there doing what I needed to do to get by and get that money, because at that point, couldn't get no job. I couldn't. Well, nobody fucking with me. I ain't had no degrees. All I had was a typical high school diploma, not a GED, a high school diploma. So you can't just write me off like I'm just some regular type motherfucker out here that ain't striving for the best. But as far as Walls go, he was a reckless motherfucker. Like, it didn't even matter who you was. I walk up to you and take your shit if I wanted it. If you had some new J's on your feet and I wanted it, I'ma get them new J's regardless of what you gotta do. Only way I wanna get them J's is if you pull the strap out and started busting, try to blow my fucking head off. That's the only way. Other than that, I was gonna take it. Cause one thing that I learned from doing everything that I did back in the day is you gotta take everything. Nobody's gonna be like, here you go, you can have this. Nobody ever did that. I had to take it, had to work for it, had to make my own way. So that's where we at right now. Motherfuckers act like, and to everybody to think that I'm just dropping freestyles just because I can't make a song. Trust me, I got songs. I got songs already lined up. I got boatloads of material. When I mean boatloads, I'm just not talking about 20, 30, 40, 50 songs. I got a shitload of materials that even if today, even if I was to go and my eyes was to close, I still have shit. I still be putting shit out. And motherfuckers be asking the question, how this nigga got so much damn material? Because I work, you know what I'm saying? I work every day. If I gotta wake up and drop 3, 4, 5 tracks a day just to make sure I got something when I'm gone, that's what I'm gonna do. And ain't nobody gonna stop me from doing that. Like I said on Volume 1, it's just the beginning, man. This confidential freestyle shit is just the beginning. It's just the setup to make shit fall into my favor. You know, you gotta have that plan. You gotta look into your mind and visualize into the future. You just can't live in the moment and think the present is gonna carry you through everything. It don't work that way. You have a vision. You gotta have that vision.
Gotta.
If you ain't got that vision, man, you ain't got nothing. It's like you just out here breathing and walking and waking up every day for nothing. But have that vision.